The National Youth Service, NYS, continues to empower the lives of Jamaica's young people ages 17 to 24 years. The organization aims to equip youth with the necessary life coping skills to foster their personal and career growth, as well as enhance their contribution to community and national development. Among its diverse offerings is the National Summer Program that provides work experience to over 4,000 youth island-wide during the summer holidays. Under the program, participants are placed in an organization to work for 3 weeks. It is expected that during such time, participants will practice the values taught and gain meaningful experience while appreciating the concept of volunteerism. Participants are paid a stipend by the NYS at the end of their placement. The NYS, on April 19, launched its National Summer Program 2016. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, is encouraging business owners to facilitate the placement of more NYS Summer Program participants in their organizations. This as the NYS seeks to engage some 6,000 young persons in the program this year.
I know sometimes it's very difficult for small and medium enterprises, but the sort of social service that you are doing, the fact that we're helping to make Jamaica a better place, cannot be tied down to a monetary value.
Mr. Green is further appealing to the business community to accept persons with special needs. The NYS, through its empowerment program component, facilitates the job placement of persons with mild intellectual disabilities.
The empowerment program has gone a far way in injecting a sense of purpose, pride, and making our young people with special needs ready for the workforce. We believe that we have to make special provisions for our young people with disabilities. And as such, we will continue to increase the number of young people with disabilities placed in our employment program.
Emphasizing that the government is serious about putting the country's young people to work, Mr. Green explains that young persons engaged in the NYS summer program benefit from the development of skills which will prepare them for the working environment. He applauds all the entities that have been accommodating participants over the years, particularly members of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the PSOJ, which started a partnership with the NYS last year to assist with job placements. Chief Executive Officer of the PSOJ, Dennis Chung, says the organization is happy to partner with the NYS to provide employment for summer workers. Mr. Chung says he is pleased to see that the program has been growing over the years with more entities coming on board.
It's important for us to engage in this sort of initiatives. The more and more that we have these things, it's a greater impact that we can make. It's a greater that we can start creating jobs, we can start developing independence in young people, and we can start changing the social conditions and the value system at home.
Executive Director of the NYS, Dennis Lawrence, says the increased engagement of participants to 5,205 last year was largely due to the partnership with the private sector in that period. Mr. Lawrence notes that the program is important to the overall development of young people.
Apart from the experience that they gain, they are able to look and plot their course going forward. And they learn other skills. They learn the whole question of volunteerism. They learn basically what it is to be disciplined at the workplace. A lot of things that they pick up, and it's very important using these on the way forward.
The NYS Work Orientation Program partners with non-governmental organizations as well as private and public sector entities for work placement. The placement period consists of 2 3-week phases, which will run from July 4 to 22 and August 8 to 26 this year.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.